love and light, and peace and blessings. Thanks for tuning in with Goddess Idea. Today's article is coming from survivethevoice.com, but the article is talking about the different types of affairs. See, a lot of people believe that affairs is just sexual. No, no, no. How do affairs start? By communicating with one another. Am I correct? That's how they start. So here's number seven on the list. The strictly online cyber affair is a thoroughly modern type of affair. Cyber affairs, even though they take place strictly online, are no less dangerous or damaging than any other kind of affair. It may be anonymous in many cases, but the same emotional sexual overtones are present. When you invest in an affair online by texting, email, or webcam, you are sucking the energy out of your existing partner. However, instead of winding up at a seedy motel, you may wind up in a seedy chat room. Some people do challenge the notion that there is no physical contact or actual sex. Is it still an affair? Well, yes the hell it is. Cheating is cheating, no matter how you slice it. Intimate chat sessions, cyber sex, human sex acts with a webcam or other similar actions still trigger the same feeling as they would in a face-to-face affair. The benefit of cyber affairs is that cheaters can create any persona they want. You can take time in choosing what you want to say, create an avatar that hides your flaws, and move at whatever speed you feel comfortable. Fantasy is a significant element of cyber affairs. Goddess Hadiah.